11, if you want to get in, right? All right, you're in Tooth of the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. Wait a minute, hold on, man. What's that? Hold on. I want to ask John. That's right. I want to ask you something, too.
I forget about it.
No, those pitches, John. The pitches. Can we see those today? Because I know it usually takes like 3 or 4 months to get them back. Can we see those today?
Yeah, I wait till your check clears, and then I can process them.
That'll take a while.
Yeah, that's like 3 or 4 months.
What,
are you kidding me?
It takes a couple days for it to clear, then it has to go through another bank.
On the weekend,
and it takes
you can't get it out.
Yeah, and plus it's the weekend.
They don't work the weekend. Yeah.
Right, no, they never work.
Neither do I, Frank.
There's a technical
need
this, Frank. There's a commercial. Banks don't do that.
Banks, they definitely don't do that.
Banks don't do that.
All right, we're going to be back with these lunatics in a little while. You're in Tooth of the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
WMFO Medford.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
standing there, couldn't picture the color of your hair. All I wanted to know, were you really there? I wanna know, was my imagination. Looking at you from a distance, ooh, it seems so real. Yeah. You and I together,
dream,
dream, it seems so real. If it's a dream. Turn me on and on. This feeling, girl, is so strong. My heart, girl, is on fire. Ooh, you're my desire. I got a thing for you. Dreams of you and me, baby. We'll be right back.
101.5 WMFO and Keith Sweat and I Want Her. Man, they gotta love live radio, man. Anything can happen in live radio. Anything can happen in live radio. People say stuff, you know, you catch stuff off. It's great. Hey, Frank, you know, speaking of live radio, now that we're on live radio, we can put Frank on, we'll put him right in the spot. We were just talking off air about, we should have another night over your house, Frank.
Sure, anytime.
We come over and drink cognac, and you made a lot of food. We can just eat.
We can eat and watch DJ Stan the Man until we throw up like we did the last time. Did you
just get all confused about eating?
Yeah, and then Maureen woke us up when she came home from work the next morning.
Can he make enough so that our three listeners can come too?
What are you laughing, Alex? Security! Security!
Hey, I am security.
Oh, that's
what
true.
Are you talking about?
I forgot about that. I forgot about that.
CVS security.
But Frank, we're all available. Just get in touch with us. Get in touch with me. Let me know. And I like the look. I like the chain look.
Yeah,
he's got the jacket half open. Looks like Mannix. Looks like Mannix.
That's one of my commercials. ESPN.
ESPN commercials. Nice. I like that, man. He's styling and profiling.
You know what
the Patriots
holiday
cheerleaders.
Excuse me.
The Patriots cheerleaders. Mm. ESPN.
You're a Patriots cheerleader?
No. Frank, gosh, hold on.
Hey, you know, Frankie, I just wanted to say, Frankie, it's the holiday season right now, so I want to make sure that you tip your Roto-Rooter man, because that poor bastard is the hottest working drain cleaner I know.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you, yeah. They do clean up the water. Yeah. Water.
Oh, man.
You'd make a fortune if you had the Roto-Rooter route on Frankie's neighborhood there.
Our Drano. Yeah. Drano.
Anyway, moving right along.
What about Drano, John?
That's Drano, that'll work. That'll clean. That'll cut through that hair.
That'll clean your pipes.
Mr. Fisher.
Yeah.
Since last time we talked to you, which was last week, I know some stuff's been developed. We got the money together. We got some cash going on.
Correct.
And we are flowing in the right direction as far as the DVDs are concerned.
Yeah, and you learned DVD for this week.
I did, because
I
said CD. I know, I'm old school. Yeah. I used to say CD means DVD too, right?
No, not really.
Run an 8-track.
8-track. I remember I used to have an 8-track. I think I still got one somewhere around the house, an 8-track. All the jams used to be on 8-track. Isaac Hayes and all the old Four Tops jams. And all. Frank, you know that
stuff. That's right. Yeah, Stylistics, Temptations.
All that stuff. But anyway, can you elaborate for the folks that missed it last week, plus that the boys are here? And I'm sure that these guys didn't hear. I know you guys listen to the show every week, but just in case you didn't hear that part. I know you guys listen to the show every week.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I do.
Hey, wake me up when the music comes on.
I chime in every week. You know that.
I know you do, brother. Thank you, and I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, man.
You're doing a good job out there.
I appreciate that.
Wait a minute. This is every week? Oh.
No, not for you, Al. Not for you.
Not for you,
Al.
Oh,
okay. I thought it was like once a year.
Oh, man. Oh, all right, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, real quickly, I do want to say that there's some T-shirts.
Oh, yes, the T-shirts, yes.
If you go check out the Boombastic Films Facebook page, it'll be one of the last things posted. I believe the last thing posted. And we're selling shirts right now.
Cheap. All right, cheap.
Super cheap, yeah, under $9. With the Boombastic logo, we're going to try a new thing with T-shirts. Like, we're going to release limited runs of different designs and such. The first one's the Boombastic shirt. And, it's going till like, the end, to midnight.
Okay, so we got
The sooner the better.
49
minutes.
You're
going to get one.
Get on there. Get on the website.
Yeah, talk.
Go to Boombastic. Boombastic. All right, Boombastic Films on Facebook. You got 49 minutes to get your orders for these T-shirts. They're a limited run. I heard rumors. I don't know that the director's here. Maybe I don't know. Maybe he can shed light on it. But I heard rumors it might be a DJ Stan the Man special edition, limited edition T-shirt that also might be. But
if you order now, Chase won't have to autograph it. So hurry up.
I heard there might be some rumors to that effect. I don't know if you
we got a couple. There's a couple DJ Stan designs that we're gonna do. We got one. The next shirt that we put out to DJ gonna be a DJ.
It's gonna be a DJ one. Okay.
Yeah. Right. We got new artwork coming for the DVD, which will have its own shirt eventually as well.
Oh. Okay.
The two-disc DVD. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, can you say that? Just talk about that in a brief.
Yeah, it's so we're doing two-disc. We decided to distribute the film ourselves, so we're going to kind of give it all the works that we would have liked to have had elsewhere. With like we do two commentary tracks on it. We got a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yes, we do. We do have a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, the second disc. is a feature-length documentary that was made about, like, the making of the film.
Right.
Because anybody who's listening and has been listening knows that it was a long shoot and such and trouble and...
It was.
Problems arose.
It was.
But, yeah, it's a full-length. It's cool. It's a cool, like, inside the look of, like, an independent film. So we got that coming, two disc with new artwork. That'll be probably like late January.
All right, and I'm going to have a few, so I'm going to be giving some away on the show too.
Yeah, once they're out, I'll come on and we'll give some away.
We'll definitely give some away on the show. We'll have Frankie here.
We'll even sign
have
him.
Signed. Frankie will sign him for you, and maybe if we could talk about bringing some meatballs and some pasta or something.
That'd be a good idea.
We'll have a signing and pasta meal or something like that.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I can
for
see the
meatballs.
Flyer already.
Oh, Alex will be here for the meatballs. He said.
Heck yeah.
Well, I'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other stuff, too, of course.
Oh, of course. Okay. Sure.
We're releasing to the next screening of DJ will be, is when we release the DVDs. I want to do a screening.
Or a screening and release at the same time. Okay.
Dedicated to Joe Jaffo. Rest in peace, Joe.
Yeah, he was. Definitely was. Shout out to some of the guys that couldn't be here because this is the last, we got this thing together in about a week and a half. We had a chance to get everybody here together. Shout out to our co-star, Peter Morris.
Hey, Peter.
Shout out to Heidi Rhodes.
Heidi Rhodes
Michael
in California.
Calvin.
Yeah. Mike Calvin.
Bill Jacks. He just had knee surgery.
Oh, that's right. Bill did have knee surgery. Shout out to Bill. Hope you're feeling better, Bill. Hope you're doing better, Bill. Who else do we have? Who else do we miss? Sebastian. How do you say his last name? I can never say
Kanorski.
His name. Kanorski. I can never say his name. But Sebastian.
Rick Teves.
Of course, Rick Teves. And the guy that played the father, John. John. They played the father, the bride that I would...
the watch?
The one that I was going to take his watch from him. The father.
I know who you're talking about. I forget his name.
And, of course, the priest.
Yeah, you work for the Patriot Ledger or something like that.
Is that? Well, yeah, the newspaper guy. Yeah.
Richard Murphy.
Richard Murphy.
Nice guy.
You
nice
threw
guy.
Me off with John. You were calling
I don't know
him
what
John.
It's called.
Amanda Landry.
And, of course, the talented actors, actresses that were at Enchantment. Would like to thank them also.
They were all sexually hit upon by Chase.
Yeah, that's a lawsuit waiting to come out.
Yeah, baby.
Easy. And we're going to get back to the music. But anyway, anything else as far as we don't have any specific dates as far as the next screening is going to be and release date, but we know it's going to be sometime in the spring, right?
It's going to come quick, too. Yeah, we're not going to like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, cool. All right, you're in tune to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we're playing the best of classic soul, R&B, dance from back in the day. John said he's going to give us a funky favorite. Also, Frankie and Magamo, Frank.
Yeah.
You said you're going to throw one our way, too, right?
What's that?
You said you want to throw a request in, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, don't tell him what it is yet.
Nope, okay.
All right, I want you to tell him. I didn't say I'm going to throw one in him. What did you say?
No, throw hands with him.
Oh, no, I don't want to throw
hands. He said he was going to knock you out.
Ham? Hawk says ham? Ham Hawk?
He knows people. Hey. He knows a lot of people.
Look at John Pierce. He's going to proctologist school.
I don't know what he's doing. I know. He sits over there. That's what he does the whole show. That's what he does.
He's got all these instruments here.
He's got all kinds of things over there. I don't know what's in that bag.
Okay, I wasn't going to say
anything. I think he's taking a night.
I have no idea what's in that bag right there.
I thought I was a medical guy. And I went to the gym with Chase, right?
Yeah.
So he's taking his shoes off and stuff. I see his toes are all screwed up. I said, Jesus, Chase, what happened? He goes, oh, Tolio. I never heard of that. He takes his pants down and his kneecap sticking out on the side. I said, geez, Chase, what happened then? He says, I had the measles. I said, oh. Well, we go to get in the shower and he pulls his underwear off and I says, let me guess, smallpox.
Oh, that's not true. Time to with Chase Carson, 91.5. Thank you.
Christmas cheer with you and mom and dad, and grandma is coming too.
mistletoe and kissing you, and all the love and joy it brings. Happy Christmas here with you. It's cold outside, but I feel warmer than a summer night. 'Cause deep in my heart I know that time has come again to be with all my family as we gather round Christmas tree. All the love and joy I see having Christmas here.
Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas, love.
There's my Uncle Bill, my sister Jill, and my cousin Seal.
WMFO and the Four Tops in the Christmas song in the background. That's Aretha Franklin, one of my favorite all-time Four Tops Christmas music. Which brings us up to about 11:21. So right before our jazz interlude, we're gonna have John do one of his funky favorites. You said you're gonna squeeze one in. Can you squeeze one in? We can squeeze one in, and then I'll let the mayor pick one.
All right.
So what are you gonna do now?
Well, I feel like I'm in here caged with a bunch of animals, so I figured I'd play "Elephant's Foot" by Maceo Parker.
Oh, good song. Okay. Start it. Here we go.
Hold it.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Hang on. One second. It's just a little bit of a...
Oh, boy.
Hang on. This is my first time on the show, so you got to give me... Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Matt, so what size underwear did you say you were wearing here now?
Jeez.
Hang on. You know what? I knew you shouldn't have left this to me, Chase.
Hold on. Let's have Frankie. Hold on. Let me go over to Frank. Frank, are you ready? Do you have your song
I'm
ready?
I'm all set.
What song is yours, Frank?
The Sideshow... by Blue Magic.
Blue Magic, that's a great song.
Love
good
that song.
Thanks for the bailout, Frankie.
Frankie, where we at?
Right here we are.
Where?
WMFO, Medford, Boston.
The right up. See the sun is showing town for only 50 cents.
Step right up. Hurry, hurry. Before the show begins. My friend. You'll see that he is sad. He hurts so bad.
So bad, so bad.
See the girl who has lost the only love she ever had. There's got to be no sadder show to see.
WMFL. Hey, Frankie, that's a great one right there, man.
Thank you very much.
That's
appreciate
it. Hey, man, that's a blast from the past. I haven't heard that song about probably about 20 years or so. Yeah, man.
Oh, great.
All right, Mr. Pierce, are you all set over there now?
Yeah, I apologize. I looked at Hawk. I got excited. But what do you want?
I have that effect on older men.
What do you expect? I went to the Chase Carson School of Broadcasting.
Oh, God, did it?
All right, how about some Maceo Park with Elephant's Foot?
All right, let's hear it.
On WMFO 91.5, Medford and Boston.
Thank you.
Cage. Someone had put them all on the stage. There were lumps and bumps and all kinds of grind. You know those elephants wouldn't stay in line. I said, I know just what they need. Let's teach them all to do the Wayman Reed. We practice and practice all day long to teach these elephants the elephant song. They looked at us with tight lips.
and just kept on moving those big elephant hips. And elephant dancing is a thing to see. And that's when I noticed they were looking at me. I said, come on, elephants, come on, let's go. And that's when one of them stepped on my toe. Elephant stepped on my foot. 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 You must give elephant a dirty look. Limits. Elephant dancing is a pretty good gimmick. I looked at my watch, it was getting late. It was about time to open the gate. People came in to see the show. Someone said, hey, look, that's Maceo. I said, can I have your attention, please? These elephants are about to dance you down to your knees. They bumped and grind and swayed all day. Started thinking about after the show, hey. I said, come on, it's not time to eat. We got to get the crowd up off their feet. We got to keep going for a while yet. Gotta help the owner out of debt. I said, anyway, after this, there's another show. And again, same elephant, same toe. Elephant stepped on my foot. 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 Elephant stepped on my foot.
You must give elephant a dirty look.
I know what I'll do. I'll feed him some of this.
Report 5 WMFO. Hey, Johnny, that was a nice one. That elephant stepped on my foot. I'm glad you finally got it together and got that on there. I appreciate that, man. All right, which brings it to 11:31, which is time for our jazz interlude. And this week's, there's no Humphrey Report anyway. I'm pissed off at him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the other night we tied one on. We were watching the Monday night game and finished the last beer. And I told him, I said, if you ever finish the last beer, let me know so I can go get, you know, so I can go out and get some more beer. Let me know. So, I came back, I took a shower, I came back, and he's at the last one sitting on the counter. He already poured it to his glass, had his lips all over it. I don't want him with his lips on it.
I don't
blame you. Know what I'm saying? So I'm like, really, man? Last one? So I got pissed. He goes, all right, never mind. He goes, I go, no, never mind. I said, I don't want one. So I went back upstairs. Next thing I know, I had a car back out of the driveway. He goes down to Sullivan's, grabs a 12-pack, and come back. And I told him, I said, you shouldn't be driving, you know, like that. After he had like 14 beers that he's drinking. So I'm mad at him.
It's the holiday season.
That's what I said. You know, that was. But plus, he brought back a bottle of Jameson too. So I'm not really mad at him. But I was just pissed. Bad. I was pissed that he took the car. You know, and he had like about 6 or 7 beers. And I told him. I said, man, hey, you can't. Yeah, I told him. I told him that, Frank. I told him that. It's not good. All right. So that's the Humphrey Report. I'm a little pissed at him. Hey, Frank, can you talk to him when you come by?
Send somebody down there, Frankie.
All right. Which brings us to our jazz interlude. This week's jazz interlude is brought to us by Nick Corleone. He calls this one Uncle Nick. This is off the I Try album on the Jazz Interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. 91.5 WMFO. Doesn't get much smoother than that, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Corleone and Uncle Nick, which drops us into the last 30. We call it the Jam 30. Let's get it going.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
You make me feel so good.
Ah, 91.5 WMFO. That is the Jam. Brand new music from Janet Jackson that she calls Damn Baby. Man, that's the Jam. Frankie's going to give us a special PSA announcement right after this.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Words, words, words. Thank you. All the help we can use, we can use it, and we can use it now. Thank you. Hey, I'd like to thank you guys for stopping by. I appreciate it. John, thank you very much, man. I appreciate you coming down, making me ride like you usually do. I know you're going to get back and get locked back down.
I just want to get on the road before you idiots.
That's a good point. That's definitely a good point. Matt, thank you very much, man.
Hey, thank you, man. And Merry Christmas.
Merry
huh?
Christmas. I'll see you before Christmas, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
I definitely see you before Christmas. And Alex, once again, my man, always good to see you, brother.
Always, man.
Good to see you, man. Anytime you're in the neighborhood, come on by and see us. Just make sure I'm not here.
Yeah, me neither.
No, sir. Alex.
Keep the window unlocked.
Keep the window unlocked. We love Alex. Hey, before we get out of here, man, let Frankie, because Frankie comes in and once in a while, he likes to read a little PSA. So Frankie picked out a PSA. I'm going to let him read the PSA and close the show out.
Is it
that.
About meatballs?
It's not about meatballs. Oh, all right. No, I might have to do something about balls, but I don't know about meatballs. Okay. All right, Frankie, take it away, buddy.
Okay, this is a blood donation appeal. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. You can save lives. Thank you.
Nicely done, Frank.
Very good.
Very nice. Good. Very nice, Frank.
I'm going to stop on my way home.
We stop on the way home to donate blood. Now, you're going to do that voluntarily or by going through the windshield after hitting
the
stadium?
The office is going to request it.
Are you going to do it voluntarily or involuntarily through the windshield?
I know it's the holiday season. I feel bad for that poor bastard that was selling flowers at the end of the ramp I ran over on the way here, you know?
Man. Oh, God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I enjoyed bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. God willing, we'll do it again next
Friday
night. Oh, that's good. We'll do it again next Friday night between the hours of 7 p.m. and 12 midnight right here at 91.5. So, until next week, dance like nobody's watching, work like you do not need the money, and love like you want to be loved, and everything will be all right. And remember, life is like a bed of roses. You just got to watch out for the pricks. So next week. See ya!
Yeah! So say goodnight to the bad guy!
Alright.
Alright, thanks, guys.
It's gonna be a party.
Very good.
Y'all.
Very good. Good show.
Universal and overcome, combined with R. Kelly and prove it can't be done. Non-stop in death squad and rockin'. I hear somebody knocking, you're on a party start. Yo, yo, who that?
Step into the crib with me tonight.
What's up, baby?
Kelly's in the mood to make it right. Word is getting all over town. Party's over here and getting down. Yeah. All we want is, oh yeah,
everybody.
Here's my chest to dance Good night, and thank you all for coming.
Happy trails.